They're good beans, too. A hearing at the Federal Communications Commission on Halloween turned into an occasion for a kind of performance art as protesters, and even some of those testifying, turned up in costume. The hearing was the last of six on what's known as localism, the local ownership of media outlets, before the FCC moves to review its rules on media consolidation. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that the issues galvanized activists across the political spectrum.
Outside the FCC headquarters in downtown Washington, D.C., a dog wore a cape that said, Big Media Bites. 100 or so activists of the two-legged variety rallied before the hearing, even though the FCC gave only a week's notice to the public.
Thank you for coming to the FCC hearing that the FCC does not want you to attend.
Eleanor Holmes Norton, the district's shadow representative, said she's angered by the state of television and radio since ownership rules changed in 1996, and furious about rumors that they may be relaxed even more. Inside the commission hearing room, dozens of women wore the signature shade of the anti-war group Code Pink. Samantha Miller wore a skimpy black French maid outfit. She addressed the commissioners during the public comments.
I'm dressed today as a corporate media whore, because I feel that our airwaves have been sold to the highest bidder. When the media is consolidated into a few profit-driven hands, it is at the cost of our democracy.
The provocation continued with four cheerleaders in blue and silver costumes with the letters FCC emblazoned on their chests.
The guards out there seem to be confused, like we're here to disrupt something or distract from this process. We are totally for media consolidation.
The cheerleaders were actually from a group that successfully challenged the FCC when it tried to change ownership rules 4 years ago. They performed a routine ending with a human pyramid.
$1 million, $2 million, $3 million. $1 million, all four clear channels, stand up and holler, M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y, Monopoly, Monopoly gets us high!
The only voice at the hearing really in favor of relaxing ownership rules came from the National Association of Broadcasters, which showed a video praising an ABC affiliate's response to the Southern California wildfires.
On Sunday, when the winds began to blow and the fires broke out, we jumped into action, canceling regular programming and commercials, marshaling the full resources of Eyewitness News.
Still, the watchdog group Free Press testified with research showing that local news suffers when TV stations and newspapers in the same market are owned by one big company.
That is a real bombshell.
Jonathan Adelstein is one of two FCC commissioners adamantly against consolidation.
Newspaper broadcast cross-ownership actually undercuts localism, undercuts coverage of local affairs. And that's a real concern before we move forward.
His concern was shared by the Reverend Dr. James Coleman of D.C.'s Missionary Baptist Ministers Conference. Coleman was not wearing a costume when he addressed the commissioners.
God has supplied the airwaves as a gift to all humankind. He requires of us to be good stewards over the airwaves and ensure that media reflect in a balanced fashion the views, opinion, and ethnic values of all segments of society.
Coleman said society has become dependent on big media owners more interested in sensational national entertainment than serious reporting on issues important to local communities. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.